Hi, this is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of service is 11-17-2022. Date of birth is 1-16-1978. Date of accident, 5-13-2022. Sonia Carter is here for a follow-up evaluation today. Her major issues are pain in the lower back and mid-back and radiation to the right leg anteriorly. All of these pains are reported to be between 5 and 7, with ADLs are affected, 7. Patient does report 50% improvement in the symptoms so far with the various treatment, conservative treatment. She has not had a chance to get an injection treatment as her blood pressure was extremely high, and she has found a PCP and the blood pressure is coming down for her. In the ADLs, patient has reported general activity, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected, 8. The mood is affected, 6. In the system review, patient has reported that neurology and psych, she suffers from headaches that are 5 to 6, but not very severe. They are not associated with any symptom of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, confusion, disorientation, balance problem, memory problem, or equilibrium problem, or focus problem. And no associated anxiety, depression, panic is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the lower back, mid-back, neck, and the left shoulder, that is reported to be between 6 and 7 with no radiation to the arms. And patient is able to lift her arm on the left shoulder up to 140 degrees, patient reports in the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling in the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency painful urination or blood in the urine. And in respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that symptoms have improved 50% so far. The radiation of the pain to the left leg is also lessened, as well as no radiation to the arms is reported. She is able to lift her left arm and right arm almost like 230 degrees. No new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. Last 30 days, no new weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is reporting full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 136 over 91. Pulse is 86. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 10-11-2022, dictation number 1023-025. Please mention that both shoulders can move in abduction up to 130 degrees with minimal pain. Other than that, physical exam is the same, diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy for another three times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy. She is also advised to use acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. Her meds were reviewed and labs have been reviewed. She remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation services. In addition, patient has been referred to Dr. Mustafa as a chiropractor. She is provided with Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, Tylenol 4, number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief, Xanax 1 mg for severe anxiety that she has reported, and gabapentin 600 three times a day for headache relief. Patient already has the ibuprofen, Celebrex, so they were not renewed. Thank you so much. Patient will be seen in a month time. Her MRIs were reviewed. She was advised to come for the injection treatment so that she can be helped further. Thank you.